Well, Howard and my father, Roy, were fairly close. They did work in a garage for a while, and then Howard went on, as his father did, into the railways. From there he joined the army. Oh, my father and Howard would have been born at the homestead in Kingston. In fact, my son was born in that same old house. We don't own it now, but yeah, we've been around a long time here. To my knowledge, there was at least 400 bodies in this mass grave, and at this stage I'm pretty confident they were identified about between 70 and 80. And they will continue to identify bodies for the next 5 or 10 years because they've got the DNA from those bodies, just a matter of matching it. Even those that haven't been identified will be in a separate grave, and they will have DNA before they rebury them. And if and when they are identified, it will be put on their headstones. We'll never know the true story, but it appears that they should never have went into that battle, vastly outnumbered, etc. And the only ones to break the German lines were this group of Australians and a few others. And they definitely got behind German lines and were cut off. And the word came through, you know, every man for himself. You either get back, you surrender, or fight to the end. And an interesting story that came up through a letter that I finally got from the army, from the German command. It had written on the bottom, "I saw Private Randall shot in back as he went over parapet." That confused me for years because my interpretation of a parapet was the top of a castle or something at the top. And it wasn't until I spoke to the RSL guys, they said the parapet is the dirt that is thrown out of the trench, usually thrown up towards the enemy to make it a little bit higher. And obviously they are trapped behind German lines. The guy that wrote that note, while he was a prisoner of war, said he went over the parapet. He went obviously trying to get back to his own lines and was shot in the back. The other interesting thing that this guy told me, he said, it doesn't matter whether you're going forward or backwards. He said, they're shooting at you both ways. He said, a lot of people are shot by their own people. My grandparents never really knew that he was dead until after at least 12 or 18 months. And that came about when the Germans sent back his dog tag, his wallet, and his personal possessions. And that was the first true indication they knew that he was dead. So the Germans have got to be thanked for some things. Not for starting a war, but for some things. Anybody that was killed in that war was sent one of these medals, if you could call it that. It's about the size of a small dinner plate. If you received that, it was bad news. About a week ago, wife was going through a jar of old pennies and buttons and bits and pieces, bought what she thought it was American coin out, and I looked at it and I saw 1914, 1918, and blow me down, it was one of his original medals, which everybody thought were destroyed. Now, why does that have to turn up just this time?
And you go down the local war memorial here, his name's etched up on there, and you sort of remember that as a kid. And, I thought it was just a bit of closure on everything and just pay your last respects.
When it all broke a few years ago, I honestly thought that they were going to try and bring them home. And it would have been great for him to be buried with his parents. But the longer it goes, you realise that's impossible. And, look, I'm just happy that there's closure here now. We know the story. He's getting the recognition he deserved, and I couldn't be happier about it.